This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Yesterday, we looked at state income as part of Budget 101. Today, we'll look at outgo. Where does Louisiana spend its $9 billion of state general fund revenue? Let's begin with non-discretionary items. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says, first and foremost, we pay our debts.
We have a very appropriately aggressive set of laws in order to make sure we're going to satisfy our debt first.
Current total bonded indebtedness is $83 billion, with annual payments running just shy of $500 million. There are constitutional obligations to fund public schools through the MFP, that's $3.6 billion, and provide supplemental pay for police and firefighters. There are federal mandates and statutory obligations, call that another billion, and there's Medicaid.
There are mandatory services in the Medicaid program required in order for us to continue to have access to the program.
That's another billion at a minimum. The state has to pay for the legislative and judicial branches of government in addition to so-called unavoidable obligations within the executive branch, like paying statewide elected officials, state workers, caring for prisoners. Those obligations include paying for investigative departments like the legislative auditor and inspector general, though Representative Kenny Havard wondered this past year if they were totally necessary.
I mean, how many investigative groups do we need in the state?
Anyway, once you add up the non-discretionary spending, it leaves just over $2 billion for non-discretionary spending, funding higher education and the majority of top scholarships, paying the private partners in the public hospitals, and paying for home care for the disabled. Where do you cut? For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.